The downtown foodie experience is quickly approaching, and while still short of their target goal, organizers are optimistic about the event's giving spirit. The event is described as an elegant and elevated dinner party and fun competition, and will happen in a yet-to-be-named secret location on Thursday, September 9. Co-founder Philip Moore says the event has grown quite big, but started because of some friendly banter on social media. I didn't know how to cook, and I was living with my mom during COVID's early days because we were all trying to keep from being lonely, Moore told Barry Today. My mom is from Greek descent and is a very good chef and learned from her father. We were cooking together and I was posting pics. Don, Mucci, started posting hers, and it became a friendly rivalry where we now are trying to draw attention to the downtown businesses who were hit by the pandemic, he added. Moore and his mom, Anna, will compete against fellow co-founder Don Mucci and Barry Innisfil MPP Andrea Kanjan. The third team will be led by Fresh 93.1 radio personalities Amy Ost and Will Nash. Each team will make meals for the attendees, which can be found at the link by clicking here. Moore says he loves Barry and wants to show those who don't see the city outside Highway 400 where the beauty really is. There are still people from outside the city and even those in Barry who just drive by here on the highway and see some commercial property, then some industrial, then more commercial, he said. Some people don't even know about the waterfront down here. I think an event like this sparks interest in our eateries and beautiful area of downtown. The Downtown Foodie Experience event is also raising money for a couple of things. Originally, it was for the I Love Barry sign being promoted by Cowan. Mike McCann, which he has said is to help businesses by driving residents and visitors to the downtown and have them celebrate the city by being photographed with the landmark sign. The other fundraising aspect is for relief for those affected by the July 15 tornado that ripped through the city's southeast end around Mapleview Drive East and Prince William Way. After the tornado happened, we knew we had to find a way to step up and help, Moore said. Our goal originally was to raise $25,000 after expenses. We now want to, and feel we can, raise an additional $10,000 for tornado relief, which would go right to the Salvation Army. Moore says they are about $7,000 short of their goal, and he believes they can still make up the difference with more support from the business community. The evening will include live entertainment and an after party. Local native Dylan Benoit, from the Food Network's Firemasters Canada, will be the host, and there will be a celebrity cook-off. A live and silent auction will take place along with a marketplace for businesses hit by the lockdowns. We have asked for city councillors to do the serving, which would be kind of cool, Moore said. We also have so many donations, it's been unbelievable. We didn't want to ask a lot from the food and beverage industry, but so many businesses came to us and donated so much for the auctions. Whether it was a tornado or a pandemic, the spirit of Barry is so amazing, and we hope to highlight it at this event. Those looking to sponsor can email downtownfoodieexperience@gmail.com. Dinner tickets are sold out, but $10 spectator tickets are on sale, which includes the after party. They can be purchased by visiting the website. The secret downtown Barry location will be announced 1 week prior to the event, and attendees are asked to wear red to show their Barry spirit.